Welcome, Rabbi Levin, to SharonDraymond.com.
Good evening, Jake. Thank you very much for the share, for bringing me in, for all of your tireless efforts on behalf of all of us to give us an opportunity to learn together every night of the week, plus a lot more. The website and all that you do, it's remarkable. Hashem should bless you. This week, of course, we're going to be learning with Zecho Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor, and may his neshama have an aliyah. This week is a beautiful parsha, parsha of Bishalach, the parsha of the Shira, parsha of Ramon, parsha of Shabbos. There are many, many beautiful and animistic parsha. I want to focus on something maybe a bit technical, something which occurred to me when learning the parsha and preparing just a bit, the very beginning of the parsha. Ahi b'shalach paro esa'am, paro, he sent out the Jewish people, v'loi nachom elukim derech eretz plishtim. Interesting, this in itself is interesting, that even though paro is sending out the people, paro is just a puppet in the hands of Hashem. Hashem is really calling the shots. Hashem is really sending them out, guiding them. And the pasuk immediately says, when they left Egypt with the instructions of Paro, it was Hashem who guided them where to go. And the obvious way to go was through the land of the Plishtim to come into Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem decided no. Deloy nachon elokim derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem did not guide them to the land of the Plishtim. Why not? It would have been so much easier, would have solved so many problems. Life would have been so much simpler. We would not have all of the nisyonos of the 40 years in the desert. And the pasuk tells us why. Ki karoivu. It was close. It was nearby. Let's assume simply this means in physical location. Ki amar elokim. So what's so terrible? If it was physically near, Hashem said, 10, lest yinochem ha'am, the people will have regret, they'll have a change of mind, bir oisam milchama, when they witness war, v'shavu mitzrayim, and will go back to Egypt. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says it was near, karufu v'nech loshuv, it's going to the land of the Plishtim, to directly enter into Eretz Yisrael, it would have been a very short journey, but if there was any hiccup, any difficulty, they can make an about face, and they would go right back to Egypt. Okay, why would they want to go back? So the next Rashi tells us, Kigoin milchemes vayered ho amaleki ve'aknani. Rashi explains, how do we know they would go back? Because madach, when they went in the long route, they complained and they said, let's go back to Egypt. How much more so when they had difficulties on the short route, by encountering resistance, they would have gone back. Okay. Now there's a very obvious question we can ask. Why in the world would they actually want to go back? The Egyptians hated them. The Egyptians tried to destroy their lives. They murdered them. They tortured them. So, you know, there are different answers. There's the slave mentality answer that, you know, people, they get used to being a slave. They're very limited yearnings in life. And, you know, being a slave in Egypt, working 24/7, maybe in the minds of some people would be a better way out than dealing with what they had to do in the desert. All right, there are different answers, but I think the question is better than the answer. Here you're given the taste of freedom. You're able to go forward. Hashem's with you. You want to go back to Egypt? Go to another country. Go to, you know, go somewhere else. Find a solution, but to go back to Egypt? Really? Really? You want to go back to Egypt? The miserable existence? You suffered for 86 yeah. years. Why would you want to go back?
Yeah.
So, let's try to answer this question by going back to Parshas Shemos. In Parshas Shemos, we won't discuss this actually, but we'll take an entirely different twist. Entirely different approach to this question. The very, very beginning of Parsha Shemos, pasuk tells us, Jewish people, they began to multiply numerously. Pasuk says, New king does not know who Yosef is. And he says to his people, Hine, behold, I'm Bnei Yisrael, Rav, they're numerous, the Otsum, Mimenu. Hava Nischakmo, let us be wise. We have to figure out a solution because there is a problem. What is the problem? 10 years, they'll be numerous. V'hoyo, it will be Kisikrena Milchoma. There will be a calling of war. A calling of war. And what will happen? V'noisaf Kamu Al So Ne'enu. And the Jewish people will take sides with our enemies, and they'll fight against us, and they'll force us out of the land. We learned this in Parashas Bereishis. We ask the same question. This is ridiculous. This is why in the world, first of all, who's calling for war? Egypt was the most powerful nation in the world. And they're going to join the enemy? They're locked in our country. There's nowhere for them to join. And they're going to fight against us and remove us? It's so far-fetched. So I want to suggest the following. When you hear in Parsha Shemos, there's a mention, Ki Sikurena Milchama, war. In Parshas Beshalach, there's war. Ki Korovu, Ken Yinochem Ha'am Bir Oysam Milchama. There's a war in Parshas Shemos and a war in Parshas Beshalach. And we're trying to suggest it's the same war. The average person, I mean, the way I always thought in Parshas Shemos, when it says Ki Sikrena Milchama, the war is referring to a war of a foreign enemy against Egypt. Maybe that's not what it means. It doesn't say here, Ki Sikrena Milchama Al Mitzrayim. It says there will be a war. And what it means is Paro was really predicting what would really happen. The Jewish people, the day will come when they will demand their freedom. It's natural. The human condition will not tolerate being enslaved forever. That's the human condition. A person needs freedom. And a person will eventually go free, break out of his servitude. That's the human condition. He'll go out into the world, they'll break out. But when they leave us, they know all of the state secrets. They know everything about us. They live here among us. They know, they have everything. What don't they know about the society, about the culture, about the roads, about our resources, our systems of economics? They can sabotage us. You know what's going to happen one day? They're going to leave. They're going to go free. And they're going to go out into the world. And then they will come in contact with their own enemies. And what they'll do is, everyone knows the statement, your enemy's enemy is my friend. They will have a common... They'll go out into the world. They'll have other enemies. Ki Sikrena Milchama. It will come a point in time when there will be a calling of war between the Jewish people and other nations, the Canaanim or the Amalekim, which indeed happened. And they'll come and realize, you know, instead of fighting with one another, why don't we pool our resources and let's go fight against the real enemy, the prize, Egypt, and we'll take over their country. Like we find with Moab and Midian, they hated each other, but for the common cause of cursing and making trouble for the Jewish people, they became allies. So you know what? That's what may happen. The day will come when they'll be numerous, they will escape this country, they'll meet up with their own enemies, and they'll make peace with their own enemies by pooling their resources, the weapons, and the power of the other enemy, plus the inside information that the Jewish people know. And then they'll come back. V'shavu Mitzrayim. They'll come back to wage war against Egypt because they know all the secrets, and they'll tell the secrets to their new partner, and they'll pool their resources, and they will then go to battle against Egypt, and they'll indeed uproot us from this country. And how do you know Paro was right? Because that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Hashem himself made this statement. And it's very easy to go back. The people are going to have a change of heart. We're not going to go back to Egypt to be slaves. We're going to go back to Egypt to rule. How? How are you going to go back to Egypt to rule? You're not numerous. You know what we'll do? We have enemies here. We'll form alliances with our enemies in order to achieve the common mission of conquering Egypt. We know the secrets. They'll have a change of heart when they see war. Instead of fighting with their enemies, they'll make peace with their enemies in order to go back, to return to Egypt, to conquer Egypt. Comes out, the two wars are exactly the same. And Paro was right. And in order that Paro, this should not happen, in order that it should not be, that in history, people will look back and they will say, you know, Paro was right after all when he wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Paro was right. Why did he want to destroy only the males, not the females? Who are the warriors? The males. In ancient times, women did not fight in war in ancient times. And people are going to say, you know, even though it may have seemed like genocide at the time, what Paro did, Paro had a good point. Because the end was, the Jewish people, when they finally broke out of their servitude and they went out into the world, they formed an alliance with another nation. They were able to pool their resources. The Jews knew all of the secrets, the state secrets, and the military might of the other nations together formed a power that Egypt was unable to overcome, and they returned to Egypt and they conquered and destroyed Egypt. Self-survival. People are going to say one day that Paro was right. Hashem said that's a chil of Hashem. The chil of Hashem. And then the world to lie and say that what Paro did by murdering the little children was correct. That's a chil of Hashem. That was murder. That was genocide. We cannot allow the world to live a lie. And therefore, the Jewish people have no choice but to travel in the desert in the long route in order it should never happen that there would be a possibility where they can join with another nation, form an alliance, and go back and conquer Egypt as a conqueror. And people in history will look back and read the records and they'll say, Paro was right. Cannot allow that to happen. Hashem therefore has to take the Jewish people in the long run. And in fact, the pasuk really, to a degree, in Parashas Peshalach alludes to this, because it says the very next words are, it says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why is that necessary? V'yasev elukim esam derech hamidbar yamsof. Why is it necessary to say V'chamushim olu v'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim? What does it mean in general, V'chamushim? So Rashi elaborates very, very much. It means they were armed with weapons. The second parish is the more popular parish that only one-fifth of the Jewish people departed. Four-fifths died in the Choshech. But the simple reading of Rashi is that they went out, Rashi explains it and elaborates, they went out with weapons. Suggesting, what is the weapon? The weapon is the weapon of intelligence. The weapon of knowing the secrets of Egypt. They had a very valuable weapon with them. They knew how the country operated. And if that weapon would get into the hand of another nation, other nation had the intelligence, the reconnaissance of what takes place in Egypt and how it works and how they can take advantage, exploit their weaknesses and their way of doing things, it would be lethal to Egypt. And it may indeed happen. And then it would be a chilul Hashem. People would say, Paro was right. And when he said, and therefore Hashem says, I have to let the people grow, mature, come to have faith in me, to understand, see things in a different light. And that takes time. That takes mesiras nefesh. That is a very long, difficult avoda that has to be sustained and developed over a long period of time. In summary, what we're trying to do here tonight is we're trying to take two pesukim and show that these two pesukim are really two sides of one coin. The pasuk in the beginning of Shemois and the pasuk in the beginning of Shalach. In the beginning of Shemois it says, Paro says, we have to kill all the Jewish males. You know why? Because Havan is Chachmulo. Maybe there'll be a war. At face value, that's nonsense. But when you look at what it says here in Parashat Peshalach, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take the Jewish people in the long route and not allow them to go derech Polishim ki koroivu v'hoya, because then when they'll see war, that's the war that Paro was referring to. It's not a war of the world against Paro. It's a war of the Jews coming in realization they would have to fight with their own enemies. And the easy solution would be to instead of fighting, join together for the bigger prize of Egypt. They go together. And if that would happen, it would be Chil Hashem. People would say Paro was correct in what he did, and that's certainly sheker. The chazav, murder is murder, and this cannot be. Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for listening, and wish everyone a wonderful, enjoyable week. And again, we always thank Jake for his incredible work. On behalf of all of us, thank you, and have a wonderful night. Be well.